When I think about the children, my annoyance, disappointment, and anger has to go. Inquan reports from Tonga. From Monday to Thursday, we provide physiotherapy to around 40 children with severe cerebral palsy. Most of them are from poor families, and so we use our centre van to pick them up and drop them off. There are times I go to pick up children with disabilities in order to give them physiotherapy service, but I come back in vain. Whatever happens, I find myself getting angry. Do they realize how much money and time I have to spend each time? If they can't come, they should have called to let me know earlier. Next time, I'm not going to pick them up until they call to let me know. Whenever I become angry at the children's caregivers, my wife remains quiet and then says, "Please think of the children." She's right. Even though I promise myself that I will no longer go to pick them up, whenever I think about the children lying inside a small room and their bodies getting distorted day by day, I don't know what I should do. I become negative and I don't want to go anymore when I think about the irresponsibility of the parents. But whenever I turn my thoughts towards the poor children, there's nothing I can do but to go and pick them up again. Yes, there are times when I'm disappointed. There are times when I'm exhausted. But there are also times of joy. On April the 2nd, the parents of autistic children came together at the Mango Tree Centre to hold a ceremony for the World Autism Awareness Day. This was the very first ceremony for Autism Awareness Day here in Tonga, and a variety of people attended, including parents of autistic children, persons from school and hospital. Also, a few days ago, the books about education for autistic children arrived, having been sent by a Korean lady who has an autistic child, and this made the parents really glad. Near the end of April, Becky from New Zealand came to Tonga to meet mothers of autistic children. Becky has brought up an autistic child for 18 years and knows well of the hardships parents go through. She came to Tonga, paying her own travel expenses, so that she could talk with and comfort the mothers of autistic children. What a special time it was for Becky and the parents. In Tonga, a small island in the South Pacific, where nobody really knows what autism is and how to treat it, we were all really thankful and moved to receive books from that lady and the visit from Becky. It is incredibly encouraging, and we can definitely feel God's love through these events. We had been praying for years about how we could help these children, and now we can see that God has surely started a work in the area. While serving the children with disabilities, sometimes we wonder if it's right that we are giving it all our time for this small number. But every time we have that thought, God helps us realize that we need to really value each and every soul one by one. Again and again, we realize just how much God loves children with disabilities and their families. We are so thankful that He has sent us here where there aren't proper services and facilities, and has continued to use us in fulfilling His beautiful and precious works. And there's a lovely picture with some of the parents of the children who have disabilities at this World Autism Awareness Day.